It is exactly 2:33. There's a brand new musical in town. We'll be delighted to talk to the man who's been extremely busy recently. He's just been in The Great Gatsby, still in The Great Gatsby, up until Saturday. He joins me on the phone now. Sam, good afternoon.
Hello, Mike.
I just don't know, understand how you can do it all, because you've just had the lead in Great Gatsby. You got the lead in Godspell as well. How'd you do it?
Well, it's work.
Very enjoyable, that has to be said.
I'm sure it is enjoyable, but let's just go back to The Great Gatsby, because I spoke to Alison the other day, and she told me just how much an enjoyable show that was to do. And before that, you A Man in Havana you were in as well, weren't you?
That's it, yes. I went into A Man from Havana straight from Panto, actually. We went into that show, which was a great show, very full on. I mean, there were probably about 11 characters that I had in that. So it did keep me on my toes. That's for sure.
And also, of course, then into The Great Gatsby, which you had the lead, and that was a huge new experience for all of you, because a brand new directorial debut. The man was very, very busy. And let's talk about Godspell then, of course, how our rehearsal was going, because you're only a week away now from opening, aren't you, really?
That's right. Please don't remind me.
Yeah, I know.
No, they're going really well. It's been one of those things where, you know, one has to kind of sort of set priority, and I think, you know, being as it is a musical, the priority has to be the music, which we have really worked hard to try and maintain throughout. They're great numbers, fantastic numbers, and now we're just kind of piecing them all together with the kind of the through line of all the characters involved. The first act of the show is pretty much the building of a community as far as Jesus is concerned. It's not a preach fest. It's nothing like that. These parables are delivered with a huge amount of enthusiasm. It's knowledge at the end of the day. This knowledge that Jesus has, that he's so willing to share with others. In the hope that they will understand and come on board, so that they can all be free together, you know. I apologise for that. Hanoi to go back to rehearsal.
I'll be very quick. How does the show differ from the original Broadway show of 1971? Have you put your own adaptation on it or what?
Yes, I mean we have. The original version, which is basically, they were kind of left to improvise the show on a whole. So we've kind of, what we have in terms of the script is basically their original improvisation. We're trying to do is make it more modern, obviously, you know, 40 years has passed almost, so to try and keep it, bring it up to date, make it more accessible, but without changing the essence of it, which at the end of the day is just an enthusiastic approach to telling a new story. All of these stories are, and even, you know, when you go back to the Gospel of Matthew, you know, it's all coming out of the Old Testament, and one can't really escape the fact that was how society lived. Mm-hmm. With regards to the Old Testament. So all these stories are new, were new, and should still be new.
Of course, and the music, a lot of people think it's a Lloyd Webber, and of course it's not, it's a Stephen Schwartz, and they've got some fantastic songs in it, isn't there? Of course, Day by Day was a hit. Were there any other hits from the show? I can't remember.
I don't think there were any hits. I mean, you know, there have been really popular ones, Bless the Lord, Light of the World, you know, these ones, and of course the wonderful counter melody duet between Jesus and Judas, All for the Best, mm-hmm. which is a great, exciting number. The music, I think personally, is absolutely stunning, and why I love it so much is because, whereas you have the kind of the modern day musical, which is very much on a theme, and you will have these running themes throughout, which is great and works, and it does allow you to kind of patchwork your way through the show. However, the beauty of Godspell is that they don't really have, they all stand alone. They don't have a kind of a through theme. They're all standalone pieces, and they change from genre to genre. You have really rocky numbers, then a really beautiful folky ballad, you know, and I think that really, that excites me as a performer. Okay. You don't get stuck into a certain way of performing something, actually. It does challenge you.
In Gatsby, there's lots of topless women running around. Are you going to be a topless man in this one?
Well, that will have to be seen. But, okay. But I will tell you one thing. The premise, when the first time we meet Jesus, my creation of this character is that he is almost newborn. He is the freest he could ever be before society dictates that, you know, one must wear clothes. So there will be any nudity per se, but Jesus does initially make an appearance.
You're preparing me for something, I'm sure you are. Okay. So I know you've got to get back to rehearsal. Thank you for taking the time for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
And it all starts May the 16th, is that right?
It does indeed.
Okay, and we'll have more booking details later. But again, and I'm going to come and review the show, and I'll chat to you properly then as well. So thank
Wonderful,
you very much
man.
For your time today.
Look forward to it.
This is my
Take
friend,
care.
And thank you very much. And here is that song that did make it sort of, it was a hit once anyway. Day by Day from Gospel, my thanks to Sam.